The reading this morning comes from 2 Chronicles 15, and it's an abridged version. The Spirit of God came to Azariah, son of Oded. He went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Listen to me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you when you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." For a long time, Israel was without the true God, without a priest to teach, and without the law. But in their distress, they turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him. And he was found by them. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. When Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Azariah, son of Oded, the prophet, he took courage. He removed the detestable idols from the whole land of Judah and Benjamin and from the towns he had captured in the hills of Ephraim. Then he assembled all Judah and Benjamin and the people from Ephraim, Manasseh and Simeon, who had settled among them. For large numbers had come over to him from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with them. They assembled at Jerusalem in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign. At the time, they sacrificed to the Lord 700 head of cattle and 7,000 sheep and goats from the plunder they had brought back. They entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their ancestors, with all their heart and soul. They took an oath to the Lord with loud acclamation, with shouting and with trumpets and horns. All Judah rejoiced about the oath, because they had sworn it wholeheartedly. They sought God eagerly, and he was found by them. So the Lord gave them rest on every side. Although he did not remove the high places from Israel, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. There was no more war until the 35th year of Asa's reign.
Thanks, Karen, for the introduction. That was really good. I didn't plan to hear about the queen. But that set it really nicely of what I'm going to say. Right. Talking about King Asa. I will rewind a little bit that chapter 15. I will go back to chapter 14. But chapter 14 starts with something very, very interesting. It's exactly the same way Karen describes the queen today. If you said, "Did you hear about the Queen Elizabeth in a few years' time?" Yeah, it's the only longest reign in the United Kingdom. Whoa. Without saying anything else. Yes? That was the introduction of King Asa in the first two verses in chapter 14. When they mentioned his name, they said something really interesting, that in his days, the country was at peace for 10 years. He didn't say anything else. His dad died. He succeeded to be in his place. He takes the throne. And the first thing they mentioned about him, the country was in peace for 10 years. Whoa. Think about it. Why? Why? Because my friend King Asa, which is this guy here, this my King Asa, he did something very interesting. He turned around and he take all the altars and remove it of other gods. And he turned around again and he demolished every high place that belonged to other gods. Every shrine he knows about. And what the Bible said, he seek the Lord. Started. Being in the presence of God. But said something else. Go back again. And he said, and he take other high places. And he take every altar has offered scent on it. Why is it different between the first altars and second altars? Why he repeat himself twice? Is it crazy? Is the Bible doesn't know what he's talking about? No, it's two things. Altars and sacrifice and tradition has been happened because other gods in the, his life and people's life, he start to remove here, start to recognize. And that can take hours and hours of teaching. We are not going there. But he recognized something else. There is other altars and there is other places, higher places, is still there. What's the difference between those ones and this one? I am lazy. Oh, I don't want to go to the church today. I will pray in my room. I am lazy to get into really deep, deep presence of God, and I will pray two words and I will go to sleep. I'm okay. I am not really in harmony with Douglas these days. He is in his place. I'm in my place. I am good. Everything is great. Other high places, other altars. You are pretending to be in the presence, but you are not. You choose to do something different. But he said, no. All this has to come down. I need to be where? In the presence of God. And overflow. And when I overflow, I can take territories. I can expand. I can apply what the Lord said. I can apply that everything you are stepping in, it's yours. I can go back to the promises. I can step in. I can fight for this. I can do something. I can make a revival. And he did. He did make a revival. And the result is no wars for 10 years. The result is I experience the peace and the presence. I experience his deep relationship with him. I experience he is the provider. The Bible said it was no war, meaning economy is good, life is good, no leaking here, no bleeding everywhere, nothing. It's all there. It's quiet. It's peace. Why? He practiced presence. He sat in the presence. He understand his place in the presence of God. And he expand. He moved. He take place. He overflow. He impact. He revive. He experienced, he is the provider. He is my provider. He is the healer. He is the healer. He take his place. That is what he did. He understood. Why? Because of the inheritance he have. He understand David. I am his descendants. He understand in that time of David, God gave rest to the land for 30 years. He understand what does it mean, the covenant of David. He understand what that mean. And I will tell you something. If you look to his dad, just a chapter before, he done exactly the same thing. A side point here. Your prayer going to your kids, it's a great investment. It's not going anywhere. You will see it and you will harvest that. Because nothing is lost in the kingdom. Nothing. Nothing lost in the kingdom. Your prayer every day for your kids, still it will be the anchor. It will be the source. So you will stand on that prayer and they will fight. Right? That is a side point. But I felt that is in my heart to say that to you. But there is an upgrade. It didn't stop there. It was an upgrade because when he expanded, a lot of people heard about him from Ephraim, Manasseh, other tribes, and said, oh, there is a peace in the land of Judah and Benjamin. We will go there. There is a revival happening there. There is the presence of God there. We won't be there. But the Lord looked at it and said, oh, we need to do upgrade here. Because all this happened with one individual king. One person done a revival. One person extend. One person take places. One person spend time before the Lord to do something different. But the Lord send a prophet. And this is the verse we read. The Lord with you when you are with him. But if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Ouch. After all this big revival, God, what is going on? What are you talking about? Did you see? I am a good preacher here. And all this church is full up. The seats are amazing. I'm good. But that is not his attention. His attention is not one king. Attention is kings. Attention, not one priest, is priests. His attention to get kings together. King Carl, Darren, King Karen, don't worry about the gender business. Because he called you to be a king, regardless of what your gender is. He called you to be a priest, regardless your gender is. Right? And he said, stop here. But be strong and don't give up, for your work will be rewarded. Stop a minute. King Asa did what he knew to do. Right. Why? Because whatever you gain in the spirit individually, you'll be able to release somebody else. If you experience healing, you'll be to release somebody in healing who is sick. If you experience freedom in Christ, in a certain situation, you'll be able to release that freedom in Christ above your sister or your brother because you are going to take it the same way. You experience it, therefore you can be able to fight for it. You got it? Therefore, whatever happened with Asa, he was able to lead the church and the people the same way because he already won this battle before. He already know what does it mean to demolish all the altars. He understand how to be in the presence. He understand that his reign for 10 years was under the peace and the presence. Therefore, he was able to step in one more time. And again, the verses. Oh, a prophetic word happened. I listened. And my action is repentance. I understand to be holy. I understand holiness. I understand how I clean up my mess. I understand how to repent. Therefore, we will do it together. And when we will do it together and repent, we are going to take a new territory. Ephesians 6 said something very interesting, that your fight is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities. Dawn's famous prayer, you remember Dawn's famous prayer? I call it Dawn's famous prayer. If my people, who called by my name, they humbled themselves and prayed. What happened? He will not hear. He will hear. Yes. He will get in. He will hear. He will heal the land. He understands the concept of when you seek me, you will find me. But the Bible said something very, very interesting. When you seek me with all your hearts. Another famous one of Karen said a few months ago. She stand up one morning and she gets Psalm 133. And she read it. Did anybody remember that? I do. What the 133 said? Come on, guys, don't sleep. How beautiful? What? The unity of what? Of who? Some other stranger or? The Christian family, the brothers and sisters. What happened? It's like amazing anointing happened coming from the top head of Aaron all the way down, 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 down to his clothes, all the way. What happened? The presence, the anointing will come when all come together. When you repent. When we repent. When we seek him. When we... Are you telling me today, you are point your finger to me? No. What does it mean, repent? Clear everything is not godly. Even what it will looks godly, but it needs to be removed. Even my two words of prayer, because I am lazy to speak, and okay, night, sleep, and I'm not even... I don't want to even be there. Do I need to repent? Yes, I do. Because God is not asking for, oh, you are a sinner, you watch this and this. No. You are past that one in the cross long time ago. But why he asking for a pure heart? This is what the Sermon on the Mountain. Blessed who are the pure heart, have a pure heart. This is what he's looking for. A pure heart. Right? But they did something amazing after this. They decide to do a covenant. You remember 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago? We done what? We done covenant together. How serious we are. Aha. How serious? We are about the covenant. What we gain out of it. It was a nice tradition. Every year we come together and break the bread together. And we pray a prayer. Lovely. Have a good day. What is it? Promise to be together. And what else? Just that. Or to God as well. Yes. We done it. The other time. Yes, we done this. You know what that means? The effect of this in the spirit are huge, big, massive. Because what you are doing with this covenant, you are gaining another territory. With this covenant, you are opening up something. Okay, I will explain something about this covenant to make it very, very interesting. Right, there is a guy I was reading about called Simon Stefan, who created what we call it the community or the communicating vessel. What he did, he get some containers like this and connect them together. This is his discovery. And he said, if I fill this container with water and weight, what happened? All the three filled, but all the three filled with the same level. Yeah? We know this one. Meaning, if Carl experienced God in a certain way and have a breakthrough because the covenant between me and Carl, I will experience the same. Hello? Anybody there? You didn't. I was going this way. We'll go that way. Right. Take those ones out. If Carl experienced something in the spirit, because I'm in covenant with him, I'll experience the same way on the same level. Thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody's awake. Warning. If I decide to get jealous of Carl and talk against him, I blocked myself. And Carl is still receiving. And he is still receiving. But I am still stuck because I blocked. Enjoying the presence of God, but I am on my bed. He is a happy guy. I am the dumb one. Agree with you. Until I go and repent and take this one out, what will happen? Again? You get it, guys? Therefore, the covenant God has for us is not just words we said on Sunday. What Douglas and Dawn experience in their worship at home, it can impact the whole entire congregation. What Steve experienced in his classroom with his kids and the breakthrough, it will happen with Darren in his office. If you have a healing happening to you for a certain thing, it will impact Jenny. Because whatever you take as a ground, she will take it too. What we said, Asa has how much? 10 years. Did your the last bit, the verse, last verse we read, it was how many years? 35, yes? 25 years more. Double and a little bit more when we are together. When we are together, a double and a bit more. Thirty-five years on his reign, the country was in peace. Therefore, when the lifeboats go and left the premises here, it will carry the same thing. Remember those ones? Yeah? We know the language between us. When your little thing happened during the COVID, it carried a certain level of strength of good 10 years the country was in peace. But when we come together, it will double. His ceiling, maximum, alone, 10 years. But when everybody come together, 35 years. You get the message? There is no time to waste. I have one more thing to say. Or two, actually. And I will stop. When you pray, God, hear. Believe it or not. When you pray, he hear. And when you pray, he respond. Believe it or not. But the problem is, sometimes I don't believe that he hears. We said that one before. Right? One last thing before we finish in worship. One last thing. A lot of preachers said, the book of Acts has no ending of word Amen. Because they said, it's continuous. Because the Countess Free Church is part of this book of Acts, and they are writing the book of Acts. They're continuing writing the book of Acts. Did you hear that one before? Of course, I think. Add to this four more books on the Bible. 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles. Why? You're called to be kings and priests. Every single king, and you will find the history of the story of King Asa in the book of Chronicles, blah, and in the book of Kings, blah, 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 blah. Yes? Why he's saying that? Because he's asking Dan, King Dan, what is your story? King Anne, what is your story? King Andy, what's your story? And so on and so on and so on. Therefore, it's still an open ending book. It's not closed yet. But you can lock your gates and finish your book, or you open your gate and be part of the book. How are we doing? It's an amazing decision. I won't invite you to stand up. And I will do something crazy, might not be comfortable with. As you do. And I know we have some sanitizer in the back. You can use them after if you are not comfortable with this after. But if you can, hold one other hand, and don't leave a gap. Even the people in the back, don't leave one gap. Don't leave one gap. Yes? Here is the prayer. I know we done that a month ago. But we need to do this one more time. We need to do this like that one. It's the more I am connected, I have a covenant between me and my brother and sisters, the more whatever you will experience, I will experience. And I am open for this. And I want this. And I want to walk this walk with my brother and sister. I want to experience this. What Douglas was saying this morning, what we want to do this evening for the prayer, is what this is what we are doing. The covenant we have with our brother and sister out there, not just our family, our brother and sister, the wider family, you will experience what we experience in the spirit. What territory you won't take tonight for them in the spirit? What do you want to do? Right? Let's pray that prayer. Father, I just pray the covenant we have as a brother and sister, it will remain in you because you are in the covenant. You are in that covenant. And Father, I just pray transparency between us. I pray good connection. What we experience in our upper room, it will impact all of us as a church in Jesus' name. And your hand will be upon every one of us to create that channel that we all grow in you and in your presence and understand who you are and see your presence, Lord, in our midst. Father, I just pray that Countess, a church, it will impact because of your presence and take more territory in the spirit because of your presence, that we will be able to build because of your spirit in us, Lord. And Father, I just pray that you protect this covenant between us and take us to a new dimension with you in Christ Jesus. I pray. Amen. Have a seat. Thank you.